Hi, Rick. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Just
Sure.
had a question. What's the latest thinking in diabetes? I'm basically, I've gone to two different doctors. One says I'm a type 2, the other says I'm a type 1. Apparently, I've got the GAD antibodies. I'm taking long and fast-acting insulin, and I got my blood sugars like the low 100s, like between 100 and like 150. I'm really looking to take it to the next level, and I'm reading the Bernstein book, and I just wonder if you had any thoughts. I'm just amazed at how many doctors really are not. I'm an engineer and I got a PhD, and so I look at things a little bit
Yay.
excessively detailed, and I really get a really bad feeling from a lot of the doctors because I just feel like a lot of these guys are just completely, I don't know if they're not trained or they just have given up on the population's ability to manage their own health. But I'm serious about this. I know people are doing really good things, and I just wonder if you had any thoughts on that along those lines.
Well, yeah, I sure do, sir. Have you had your C peptide measured?
I did.
And what was found, sir?
I can't remember what that was. He said that I'm still producing insulin. Is that what your question is?
That's what I'm talking about. The C peptide is the other half of the insulin
Yeah. He
molecule.
said my pancreas is still functioning.
Okay, sir. Well, if your pancreas is still functioning, I have worked with, believe it or not, engineers who have gotten their pancreas to make sufficient insulin that they don't have to take this stuff from the outside anymore, sir. No
That's the
kidding.
goal.
Yeah, it is very possible. And just for clues, the first two things on the list there that are research proven to help improve pancreatic islet cell function, although, by the way, sir, there are many things on that list, not just two, but the first two are good old niacinamide. Here we go again. Good old niacinamide. And something called Gymnema sylvestre, and I didn't make that name up. Sounds like Sylvester's gymnasium, but it isn't. And that's from a botanical from over in India. It's been research proven to help improve that pancreatic function. And I have worked, as I said, with engineers who are very meticulous, keep all kinds of good records, who have worked their way out of a so-called type 1 diabetes, and they're making enough insulin. Now, the reason I'm getting at that is that one can overdo insulin. You probably know this, but I'm going to repeat it for everybody else. And that is that too
Please.
much insulin damages the brain. And that's very well known
Oh,
in
yeah.
type 2 diabetes.
That's what I'm
And
concerned
so
about.
if we can quit injecting that blinking insulin and get our own pancreases to make the amount that we need, that's always preferable. So anyway, telling you might be type 2 diabetes and then type 2 diabetic, excuse me, and then going on to give you to tell you should use insulin, that, in my opinion, should be considered malpractice, because if we know the
Yeah.
person has type 2 diabetes, they got too much insulin to start with, it's just facing this resistance, so throwing more
Well,
insulin in there just makes it worse.
I've come to the conclusion I'm extremely insulin resistant, I think, because, from like maybe a quarter, well, my cortisol shows as normal. But I have been under a lot of stress for a while.
Sorry.
However, let me ask you this. Okay, so do you have rock stars in your practice that can help me? I'm actually seeing one of your colleagues in the South End, but I've been seeing him for a long time, and I'm just looking at maybe changing things up a little bit.
Yep, we do have some folks who can help you along these lines, and there's one other thing, sir, and that is we happen to have doctors meeting once a week at Tahoma Clinic. All the doctors aren't always there simply because sometimes folks go overtime and they can't make it out to the meeting. But what I'm pointing that out for is that we discuss cases never with names and addresses, nothing, just, well, this person has this problem and they're that old and here's what I've done and what else would you guys suggest? We discuss that all the time, sir. So I should say once a week, not all the time. But once a week, we'll go through cases, and if any doctors has anything in mind that they want to ask about to complete the picture, they do.
Excellent. Okay, so, well, I am taking berberine and I am taking gynemia, but it's been kind of random. I don't feel like I'm, you know, a lot of these supplements are really expensive, and I guess what I was looking for, like, first-order effects instead of, like, third-order effects.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny thing, sir, there's one that as we grow older, many of us need. It's called melatonin, and you probably have read that of all things, melatonin helps improve pancreatic islet cell function. And yet it's that sleep hormone.
Yeah, so, I actually take melatonin before I go to bed at night just to help me sleep.
You've been doing your studying, sir.
I didn't realize it was a... I'm also taking Cytozyme Pan.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, what does that actually do? Does that just lure the antibodies away from your pancreas, or...
Possibly, but I'm not convinced it does that either, sir. Now, if you've got antibodies there, there are a couple of things that settle down antibodies. One of them you could make too much use of because it's mostly a ladies' hormone called estriol. But the other one is something called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. And estriol and HCG are the two things that are made enormously when women are pregnant. And guess what? A pregnant woman with an autoimmune disease usually has her disease go into remission for the whole pregnancy, I should say for the latter part of the pregnancy. Now, guys can use HCG, though. They can't use estriol without getting man boobs, and at least not using very much. But the HCG, my goodness, HCG actually stimulates testosterone in the human system, sir, not estrogens. So you might be talking to your doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about trying to settle down this autoimmunity with some HCG, which are injections you can give yourself.
In your practice, who would you recommend that I see?
Okay, let's see. With all your complications, either Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lamson, they've been around the longest.
Sherman or?
Lamson, L-A-M-S-O-N.
Lamson,
and you probably have heard Dr. Sherman on this program because when I can't make it occasionally, he hosts for me quite a bit. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, God bless you for all the things you do for everybody.
Well, thank you for saying that, sir, and thank you for helping me get the word out about the fact that we do not have to put up with patent medicines. We can work towards entirely natural way of staying healthy.
I'm actually a patent specialist, believe it or not.
Sorry about that, sir.
And I can tell you this. I have friends that are in the practice that say the cure for cancer is out there, but they just won't let it get through the regulatory process.
That's absolutely correct, sir. And in the last century, there were at least 10, and I am not kidding you, I keep saying this, but there were at least 10 proven cures for cancer, all of which were suppressed by FDA. And there's a whole book about it called Suppressed Cancer Cures.
Yeah, I know that. And it's interesting to see the whole Stanislaw-Brzezinski fiasco.
Quite the fiasco, sir.
The fiasco in the sense that it has battled with the regulatory administration.
Yeah.
I
got to agree. The man has come up with his own cure for cancer, and he is so restricted in using it, it's pathetic. It's just pathetic.
It's funny, though. They use it only when there's nothing else when nothing else is available and he's got success stories. I mean, how can you figure that out?
Yeah, I know. Okay, sir, thank you so much for calling, and